What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Sports Radio 94 WIP. This is the Midday Show. Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio once again alongside Hugh Douglas. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, TK. Good morning, Philly, and happy Crab Friday. I think it's Crab Friday today.
It is net French Fry Friday.
Yeah, well, it's Crab Fry.
But we have all the crab fries in here. Pete, we'll talk to Pete in a few minutes.
Famous
here.
Plug.
Pete.
I feel like I need to do this because, you know, Pete's been feed me.
Oh yeah.
For a while, I'm pretty sure he can claim on his taxes right now.
Yeah, let's hold it up for the YouTuber,
piece, man.
We got the crab fries. We'll talk to Pete in a little bit here, but the crab fry mascot walking around the Odyssey Studios here. A bunch of crab fries in the hub area. This is awesome stuff here.
Yeah,
so.
Crab fries. Yeah, listen, you can never go wrong with crab fries. I've had friends that when I was in Atlanta, when they would come to town, they would ask me where to go. I said, go to Chicken Piece, man. You got to get some crab fries.
Well, especially today. $1 crab fries.
$1.
All day, Hugh, to benefit the Fraternal Order of Police Survivors Fund. As I said, we'll talk to Pete in a few minutes here. We'll get more information on that. But make sure you get out to your local Chickies and Pete's today. $1 crab fries all day. That's a hell of a deal. So make sure you're doing that today.
Yeah, and I saw Superman yesterday, so I'm curious. I'm not going to spoil it for anybody.
Okay.
Because I know everybody's wondering. You know, well, everybody's probably going to see it because it's a hot movie. So I'm not going to spoil it. But I'm curious to all those that have seen it without spoiling it. I want to know what you thought about the movie.
Well, and we might need to get a Hugh Douglas movie review later on. Not any spoilers.
Nah.
But just a general review from you.
I know Max is going to see it. Max told me he was going to see it. I don't want to spoil it for Max.
Max was saying he's going to get, you know, lit up before he goes to the movies.
He's going to shoot a few brews.
Yeah, he said,
get a few natty lights.
I'm going to pound some beers at the brewery and then go watch some Superman. Sounds like a great night.
Yeah, but I'm curious to see how everybody else felt. Because I left the movie theater still pondering what I just saw.
Okay.
I mean, it wasn't bad, but I will say it was different.
This week we've gotten a new, because I know you guys used to like to talk about the different personalities of Hugh.
Yes.
What is this, pondering Douglas this week? Perspective Douglas?
Thoughtful Hugh,
yeah.
No, you know what's funny? Because yesterday we've had a couple moments where I've had a few pregnant pauses. I just want to take time, instead of just being so reactionary with my thoughts or my feelings, I just want to take time a little bit and just think about what's being asked of me.
Exactly.
That too.
Well, you're known for your thoughtfulness, Hugh, and we'll get your thoughts throughout the course of the show
today.
Trying
to slow it down a little bit.
But where we'll start today is with the Phillies. Phillies starting their final series for the All-Star break tonight.
Yes.
Taking on the Padres in San Diego.
Fathers.
Coming up at noon, we will be joined by Scott Fransky live out there in San Diego. So we'll talk to Scott about everything that's happened this week, everything going on with the team. But yesterday when we were on, a piece came out from Matt Gelb of The Athletic talking about the Phillies at the trade deadline and looking at the more expensive aisle, was the way he put it, is the Phillies are looking to shop in a higher tier this year when it comes to pieces at the trade deadline they could look to add to this team.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll just say it right off top of you, I don't buy it. I don't believe it. I don't trust Dave Dombrowski to do the things that he says he's going to do at the deadline. I mean, it's one thing to say it. It's another thing to do it. The past couple years, he has not done it. I don't trust Dave Dombrowski. Do you? 215-592-9494. And I'll throw it to you, Hugh. As we head toward the deadline here, we'll obviously talk about it a lot the next couple weeks. Do you trust Dave Dombrowski to go out and get the Phillies the pieces they need to really complete this team, be a championship contender?
Do I trust him? I would say yes, I would. Because when I look at the landscape of this team right now, they're getting a little older. They've been right there on the cusp for the last couple of years. Kind of reminds me a little bit of the Dodgers. Remember those years that the Dodgers had where they were kind of like right there and they never got over the hump? And then they stuck with their manager because he's been there for like, what, 8 years or something like that? Yeah, he's been there for like 8 years. And then they finally break through. But the unfortunate thing about this team is they're getting a little older. They're getting a little older. And, you know, when you look at the Dodgers, for example, they went out, they got Shohei Ohtani. Before that, they got Freddie Freeman. You know, they got Mookie Betts and all those guys. So it was – they did what they had to do. So I feel like the Phillies are kind of like right there. We don't know how many more good years we're going to have with Bryce. Now, it looks like Bryce is trending in the right direction right now. But you don't want to waste those – you don't want to waste those moments, man. You don't want to waste this pitching that you have. So, yeah, I trust that.
I totally agree, and I think that's what the Phillies should do. But based off Dave Dombrowski's resume the last couple of years, I can't like believe and trust that that's going to happen. I mean, you know, we hear the reports. We hear about, oh, the Phillies are looking at this. Phillies are looking at that. They know what they know. They need pieces to complete this team. But then I look at what they've actually done. And the last couple deadlines, I mean, 2023, Michael Lorenzen, who was essentially a sixth starter, Rodolfo Castro, a guy who's not even in the major leagues right now, I mean, that deadline was a disgrace. And that deadline probably cost the Phillies a World Series that year. Last year, you get Carlos Estevez, Tanner Banks, Austin Hayes. None of those guys very good for him. I mean, Estevez, I guess people will say his numbers during the regular season weren't bad. I think if you watched him pitch, it told a little different story where he did struggle. He did allow runners to get on. And the bottom line is, I feel like the last couple of years, Dave Dombrowski hasn't made those big moves, those splash moves. And that's what I think this team needs. And based on his history, like, I don't care about what's said. You know, the saying is words are wind. Like, it doesn't really matter what you say. It's what you do. And what Dombrowski's done does not give me confidence that he's going to really act appropriately this year.
I look at it like this. Because I've been here for, what, 3 years, right? And in my three-year span that I've been here, I got here right after the Phillies went to the World Series and all that. So I've been here for a little while. But I remember going into this thing, the young guys were a big part of the future. Like, you know, I remember when we were talking about the daycare and how at one point during the season, I think that was my first season here, where they kind of carried the team when the guys at the top of the order, they really weren't hitting as well. So I feel like a lot of the moves that Dave Dombrowski didn't make was because he felt like the younger guys were going to break through. Now, fast forward to this year, and unfortunately, Stott and Bohm, because those are the two guys that I was talking about, they haven't taken the leap that you would like them to take. You know, and, you know, when you talk about the top of the order, Schwarber contract being up, you know, Bryce Harper dealing with some injury issues. Trey Turner looked like he's starting to turn the corner a little bit. JT getting a little older. So now I think you're more in a position where you're kind of pressed to go out and make those moves because, like I said, those young guys didn't take that leap that you thought they were going to take.
Absolutely. And if you want to get in on this, 215-592-9494, 215-592-9494, you truly trust Dave Dombrowski at the deadline because I think we all know they need the moves, but it's about whether you trust Dombrowski to make them or not. And I just don't, and part of it is just, and most of it is the way he's acted, but also Dave Dombrowski has kind of just seemed hesitant to go all in the last couple of years. Here was Dave Dombrowski talking recently about, you know, weighing going for it versus keeping some of the prospects at the deadline.
We've had this core of players together for quite a few years, 4 or 5 years. And then now as they get a little bit older, people say, well, your window is closing. Well, I agree, and yet I disagree with that quite strongly, because maybe it's closing with all these exact players because we have some free agents at the end of the year and your chances of maybe re-signing all of them is not going to be good, but you never know what happens. But also, we still have a good core of young players that are with our organization. We still have good starting pitching, and that's going to be with us for years. And we're also starting to get an influx of talent from our minor league system. If you have a chance to win.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And it doesn't matter if you have a club that is a younger club or you have a club that is a veteran club. You're trying to do everything you can within reason to try to win. I mean, that's why we're in the game.
And that concerns me because I feel like you hear Dave Dombrowski speak there and, you know, he does sound to me like he's more qualifying it with, well, we have these young players coming up as well. And I think there's too much of an eye toward the future and not enough of an eye into right now. And here's a little more. And this is just in terms of Dave Dombrowski and why it's hard to believe all the things that you hear. Because Matt Gelb, I don't doubt his reporting that that's what the Phillies are getting out there right now, is that they want to shop in the higher end. They want to go after the bigger targets. But we've heard this before. This was former GM Jim Bowden last year during basically this exact time of year, talking about Dombrowski and what he's going to get at the deadline.
That's their target. That's it. And knowing Dave Dombrowski, the one thing I know about him is when he targets something, he'll get it. And when he targets it, it's not going to be a risk. It's going to be the best. When he targets the best, he gets the best. So Dave's going to get one of those three guys.
I'm so tired of hearing this. I mean, Dave.
Talking about what he used to do.
Oh, he only goes out and gets the best. Michael Lorenzen and Rodolfo Castro, that's not the best. Austin Hayes is not the best. How can we trust him, Hugh?
Damn.
I'm sorry. Get fired. About Dombrowski.
Because I feel like he has one foot in and one foot out. And as a GM, that's the fence that you always try to straddle. But realistically, when you look at your team and the fact that Schwarber, one of your biggest bats, is potentially out of here. You know, Zach Wheeler told you flat out, I only got two more of these things in me. I got two more, and then I'm out. And we don't know what we're going to get from Aaron Nola. That feels like a pressure situation to me. That feels like something that, hey, you got to strike while the iron's hot.
It is a dire situation, and I think you need to. And I want to believe. I want to believe these reports. I want to believe the Matt Gelb report that Dombrowski's going to go all out this deadline. He's going to do whatever it takes to improve this team. But then, you know, you see the stuff that they're really not focused on the lineup. They're really looking at the bullpen primarily. I think you need both, and I can't trust him based on the resume the last few years. Not just the deadlines, but the off seasons either. I mean, you look at really the resume of Dave Dombrowski since the Phillies went to the World Series in 2022. It is not good. Want to know if you trust him at the deadline to make the improvements the Phillies need. 215-592-9494. Let's ask prospective Kyle this week. Kyle Quinn, very
Kyle.
Level-headed Kyle Quinn this week. What do you think, Kyle? Do you trust Dave Dombrowski? Yes or no, you trust this man?
Somebody's got to be level-headed on the show. I'm with Hopeful Hugh today.
Oh, my God.
No, like, and look, I am totally with you. The track record, the resume of the deadline moves here with Dave Dombrowski, it's not been good. But what Jim Bowden said was, when he targets the best, he gets the best. I'm not so sure that he was making, or going into these deadlines the past few years, making the biggest swings. I think he was sort of hedging a little bit with the future. Like, I think the fact that he didn't do as much this offseason is what indicates to me that he's gearing up to finally make that big swing at this trade deadline. Like, I just don't think he's been willing to part with some of their top-end prospects over the last few years. I think now he might be. You heard him. He knows
might
that this
be. He
yeah,
needs
no,
to be.
I know, but I think now he looks at this team's window and realizes that it is closing. They don't know if they're going to have Schwarber back next season. They don't know if they're going to have JT back next season. Ranger Suarez, a lot of these guys. Like, he knows that the time is now. It's put up or shut up time. And I think now this deadline, we're going to see him part ways with some of their higher end prospects. And I think he's going to get some good returns for them. I just have a feeling that when the dust settles this time, we're going to be very happy with the deadline moves. Am I guaranteeing a World Series? No. But no team that makes a big move, no matter who you get, is guaranteed a World Series. I feel pretty good about it this time.
Well,
I just do.
I hope he's willing to do it, but I can't. Like, if the question is, do you trust him to do it? Do you believe he will do it? Based on the last couple of years, it's just impossible for me to do that because we don't have the evidence. Like, all of the evidence points in the other direction. All of the evidence points in the direction of Dave Dombrowski being conservative, of him prioritizing the long term, of him being unwilling to move on from these prospects. And I think this is a year where that philosophy needs to change. I think the Phillies need to be more aggressive. They need to go out and improve the deadline. And I don't trust them. Hugh does. Would love to get your take. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. 215-592-9494. That is how you join the show. Oh, wow. Look at this. Thank you, Pete. Pete Cherokee of Chickies and Pete's joining us in studio now. It is National Crab Fry Day. What a day. $1 National French Fry Day. $1 crab
fries
crab
Friday
at all Chickies and Pete's locations. 12-year tradition continuing on Friday. All sales from the $1 crab fries will benefit the Fraternal Order of Police Survivors Fund. What's going on, Pete? Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having me. And I think you had it right the first time. It is National Crab Fries Day. It's National French
National
Fries.
Crab Fries. In Philadelphia.
I tried to tell
you. Well, not only in Kansas City also.
Yeah.
Because we do the same thing in Kansas City, National Crab Fries Day. And we do the FOP Survivors Fund in Kansas City too. Although they're not happy with us this year.
No. Yeah, we kicked that ass.
Yeah. But we had dollar crab fries there also. And like I said, like you said, the whole dollar goes to the FOP Survivors Fund and the Survivors Fund takes care of the police officers that have fallen and the ones who are injured in the line of duty for their children. So it goes to a very, very good cause. We also have $5 Miller Lite pitchers all day.
Okay.
So you get $5 pitcher Miller Lite all day long and all participating in Chickie and Pete's. But the crab fries, you're going home from work, stop at a Chickie and Pete's, grab 10 orders for $10. They're giant.
Yeah,
bring them to the kids in the neighborhood.
And then you got a late Phillies game tonight. You got the night crowd. Everybody comes out. They get their $5 pitchers, their $1 crab fries. Sounds like a great night.
Yeah, it doesn't end at 7 o'clock, I'll tell you that. It's all night long. Dollar crab fries, $5 pitchers. We're so happy to do it. We raised over $225,000. Doing this.
That's
so
awesome.
It works. It works for everybody. They're inexpensive for the consumer, yet the money grows and makes a big bang for the buck, you might say, for the Survivors Fund.
No, and that's awesome, Pete. And another thing about this that I love that you guys do is, in addition, the Express food truck will travel to select Philadelphia police districts and give free lunch to the Philadelphia police officers. Just talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, we'll stop at the 24th District, 25th District. We'll also start at the Academy, the Police Academy, and we'll bring the truck, the Crab Fry Express, We'll cook just like we cook these crab fries for you guys, fresh right outside of the building. The Crab Fry Express brings them right to you. We cook them right on location and hand them out, and chicken tenders and so on for the FOP guys that are just starting to graduate, guys and girls that are graduating from the academy to become future police officers, which we need so desperately.
Yeah, I mean, that's awesome, man. And just how important is it and how dear is it to you to support the local law enforcement in the city?
Well, you know, we have restaurants and bars and Chickies and Pizzas is pretty popular in this area. And we just feel so safe closing at 2 a.m. because we have police that can keep an eye out on everybody. And without them, who knows what we'd be dealing with. It can't be an easy job, as you know. Mm-hmm. It's very difficult. And we just say thank you. Thank you, but for the ones who are unfortunate, we want to thank them by helping their children.
Yeah, and that's awesome. I mean, 12 years now. You're talking about now like a generation of kids that you guys have supported here with this.
And we're glad to do it. And like we love delivering our grab fries to you guys. And this morning we're PHT and all the different stations, you know, to drop them off to everybody. And we know it's a good business card to walk in with.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
Yeah. Now, like I tell them, I was telling TK earlier, like I have friends that come up from out of town, from Georgia, and I would always send them to your spot because they were like, well, I want to taste something that's really Philadelphia. I said, well, you got to go get some crab fries. You got to go to Chicken Pizza.
Oh, yeah. It's at the stadium, at the ballpark, they took over for the hot dog. It's the new hot dog, crab fries, you know?
Well, I mean,
they really are clutch.
It's a Philadelphia tradition, man. I mean, I took my son to his first Sixers game this past year, and I went with my son, my brother, and my nephew, and we went to Chickies and Pete's for dinner, went over for the game. And it's like, you know, my son understands that's the routine now. If we're going to a game, we're going to Chickies for dinner.
It's not
first.
A real game unless you have crab fries.
Yeah, you got to go. That's the pregame. That is the pregame most of the time. That's the pregame.
Absolutely. Now, Pete, I got to get your thoughts. I mean, we've been talking a lot about the Phils. What are your thoughts on this team this year?
Listen, they're doing great. Look at their record. I think they might be the best record in baseball right now. Maybe 2 or 3 they might be. But
yeah,
they're doing great. I mean, you know, it seems like you unplugged some guys and they were still good. So Harper was out, and then Harper comes back, and he's great. So we'll see what happens. But I think it's a year if they can make a move right now, they should, because this is they got something special. They could do it.
Yeah.
You know what, Pete? I wish you were here a couple days earlier, because we do this segment called You People, right? And somebody said that TK looked like a failed restaurateur because he had like this crazy haircut.
Yeah.
I wish you could have been here to see what he looked like so I could get your assessment of whether or not he looked like a failed restaurateur.
He still thinks I do now.
Yeah, what's the difference between then and now?
I don't have the nice hair like Pete. Pete, you got a great head of hair there. You always have. Unbelievable.
Let it grow a little bit.
No, he did.
That's the problem. I let it grow too far.
He did let it grow. And somebody said that he looked like a guy that was running a failed restaurant.
I don't know what they look like.
Yeah, you wouldn't know. Yeah.
Thank God. I don't know what that, you know.
Yeah, Pete's not an expert in
restaurants.
No, I'm not
saying. I'm just wondering what would Pete feel like. I'm pretty sure you've seen some people that, you know, you've seen around. Not your place, but you've seen them. And I was just kind of wondering
it's a shame to say TK could fail at anything, but
it'll be true though. It'll be true.
Well, you know, you haven't failed here. stick to what you know.
Thank you, Pete. National Crab Fry Day, $1 crab fries all day, Chickies and Pete's locations, $5 personal Miller Lite pitchers. All proceeds will benefit the Fraternal Order of Police Survivors Fund. Pete, this is awesome again, man, and thank you very much for coming in today.
We're proud to do it. We love doing it.
Well, appreciate it, man. Thank you so much.
You got it, guys. Thanks for having us.
Have a good one, Pete.
Thanks a lot. Pete Cherokee of Chickies and Pete's. We will, for sure. Are you already digging into those?
Yeah, I always do, man. Listen, like I said, I'm pretty sure Pete should be able to claim on his taxes now because he's been feeding me damn near every day since I've been here.
And I was feeding him last time he was here, too.
Yeah.
You know, that's okay. We like you. We like guys with big appetites and big smiles.
There you go.
Appreciate you, Pete.
You've got both of those. And, man, look, we got the crab fry mascot in here. This is an incredible day. No better way to get the show started. I feel like I have an extra burst of energy now.
Yeah, the crab fry. We got crab fries. We got the crab fry what you call it, Pete? The crab fry guy.
The crab fry guy.
Yeah, the crab fry guy.
That's perfect.
Everybody's in here just hanging out.
Yeah, good time. So awesome stuff. Make sure you get out Chickies and Pete's today. Once again, $1 crab fries all day, $5 personal pitchers of Miller Lite, all to support the Fraternal Order of Police Survivors Fund. So a great great thing that Chickies and Pete does every single year to benefit the police of Philadelphia. 215-592-9494. Get to all your calls coming up. The trade deadline coming up in a few weeks. Do you trust Dave Dombrowski to get this deadline right? Hopeful Hugh is a believer. I'm not. Hopeful plus, Hugh. We'll play some audio from Chase Utley, who talked about this team, and Dave Dombrowski recently, and we'll let you know what we're looking into on Tri-Day today. That's coming up. Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio. This is the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.